Show. Video games, pop culture, and everything internet. Plug in from 5 to 6 p.m. every Thursday with Heather and the gang. 91.5 WMFO Tufts Freeform Radio.
Hello, welcome to the Arcade Radio Show on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. Today we have myself, Heather, and,
And Nelson.
And so we started off the hour with four songs. The first one was from Pokemon Red and Blue. It's Cerulean City. After that was the main theme from Undertale, followed by the title theme from Mega Man 2, and then right into Mute City, the Super Smash Bros. Brawl version.
Word. Somebody once gave me a lecture about Super Smash Bros. Brawl being the best one, and I tried to walk away, but she followed me.
Just kept falling after you, being like, no, Brawl's the best.
Yeah, Brawl's where all the real players are, and I don't know anything about that. Mm. I like the character selection in the new one better anyways.
What do you think, Nelson?
He's shrugging.
Yeah. All right. So this past weekend, Julie and I were able to go to Anime Boston.
Yes.
Which was crazy.
It's fun. I love seeing the costumes.
Yeah, there was just so many costumes walking around. And a lot of it kind of inspired some of our playlists today, just because it reminded me of so many cool video games and other such things.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So up next we have Dragon Roost Island from Zelda, Legend of Zelda, Wind Waker.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. So the last two songs we played were from Legend of Zelda Wind Waker, Dragon Roost Island. And Wind Waker probably is my favorite Zelda game of all time.
I love that game. It got a bad rep because of the cell shading or something, but I thought it was great.
Yeah, like when it originally came out, like it got a lot of slack because it was so different. It was like too cartoony, I think, for the fan base.
Yeah.
So people are like, oh, like it's too, I don't like this art style, it looks awful. And now like over time.
Link is so realistic.
It's just now it's like a beloved classic. It's so cute. And
yeah, it's like super adorable.
And the music is so great. Oh my God, I love it. The little tree ball that plays violin.
Makar.
Yeah, I don't know. He's like the, he's so cute.
I was never a Legend of Zelda guy. I was always Mario.
Yeah. I can't play Mario. I don't have the reflexes. You have to build up speed. You know, I can't do that. I'm always, oh, wait, oh, God. Oh, God, there's something coming up. And I just like stop and turn around. I'm cautious.
It's like even worse with that, the game Super Mario Maker. Mm-hmm. Ugh, the levels people create just create agonizing pain for centuries.
No, when we first got it, Nelson would like go on. He's like, hold on, before we go out, I gotta check the my level, see if it got any likes.
I just want to make friends. That's all I want.
His level got like 2 likes, and then Ty's level, Ty made
like the crystal gems open.
Yeah, he made like an automated song.
Yeah, so that you just like stand there, and then it hits plays, things, yeah. And it was like do 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 do, and it got like a bunch of likes, and oh, Nelson was so mad, sitting there fuming.
I'm still sore about it.
and the other song we just recently played was from Super Street Fighter 4. It was Balrog's theme.
didn't they come up with a fifth one? Isn't that out soon? So Street Fighter V, they brought back one of the characters, Charlie, who
Charlie.
Yeah, he actually
Charlie is that the and dinosaur? Steve.
No. He's I think Guile's cousin. Audience members out there, feel free to yell at me, but I'm pretty sure he's like Guile's some related to him somehow, and he actually died. He was like a fan favorite that passed away, so they brought him back as a zombie.
I am so tired of this zombie business. Another zombie. Wait, is this the game that Kiari Pamupamu is going to be in?
No, that's going to be in King of Fighters.
Oh. Which is the one with the guy with the leopard head?
Oh, that's Tekken. You're talking about Tekken. You're getting all your fighting games.
You know, there's one with the panda bear, there's one with the raptor, the boxing raptor.
The boxing
raptor. What game has the guy that says, get over here? Oh my god, Mortal Kombat!
Just give me a second. God.
A lot of pressure.
Yeah, what are you quizzing me, buddy? Are you quizzing me?
Maybe I am.
Hey, Nelson, what does it say in the back of the cereal box you have on the top of the refrigerator? Do you remember? No, I don't think you do.
I do. It says magically delicious.
It doesn't.
Oh, well, that's Lucky Charms. Damn it. I got Fruity Pebbles.
Ah! Did you get it mixed up, Nelson? Did you get it mixed up? I'm sorry.
I'm really feeling the love, so let's go into some digital love from Daft Punk.
With video games, I always check the rating and content descriptors on the package. But there are times when I'd like more detail about what's in the game. That's why I love these new rating summaries. They provide an in-depth description of a game's content to help me decide if it's okay for my kids to play. Rating summaries are free and available on my smartphone or at home online.
For more information about video game ratings and rating summaries, go to esrb.org.
Hello, welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show, 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. The last two songs we played were Digital Love from Daft Punk, and after that was a song from Cowboy Bebop. How do you pronounce that one?
Autumn and Ganymede.
Ganymede.
It's one of Jupiter's moons.
Oh, it's beautiful. So jazzy.
Yeah.
All right.
It's a jazzy moon.
And up next, we have a song from Katamari Damacy, A Crimson Rose and Gin Tonic.
My grandma.
Bye.
those last two songs we had were from Katamari Damacy, and then another one was from the main menu theme from Guacamelee.
Guacamelee!
Such a beautiful game.
It is a really cool game.
What happens in the game?
I have no idea.
Well, let the expert tell you.
I just hear it through my bedroom wall.
It's I think he's a chef or cook. I forget how it starts.
He's a farmer.
He's a farmer.
He's a tequila farmer.
She says she doesn't know anything, but apparently not. Anyway.
Eat me.
And he comes across a magical mask that like makes him a super powered luchador and has to go save the maiden. So it's kind of like a...
Sorry.
You all right?
Swallowed my gum.
I was trying to talk, please. Fine. Anyway, before I was rudely interrupted, the game is it's basically like a Mario Peach trying to save the damsel in distress. Mm-hmm. Then you go through the levels trying to get back the damsel.
The music is really cool.
It is really cool.
And it's all luchador themed.
Yeah, and it's it has the theme of like the day of, you know, like the culture of like the Day of the Dead. It's going to the afterlife and rescuing and fighting people there, as well as the regular life, I guess you could say.
Mm. Neat.
So during our break, we were talking a little bit about fears and...
Fear Factor. Do you remember that show?
I remember that. It was all over the place.
It was the most... It was a twisted show. It was so... I didn't like how the smugness of the announcer as he, like, watched people, like... tear apart at the scene. He's like, well, I guess he didn't make it. It's like, you know what, I just wanted to shove
him. I guess
him
he couldn't
this.
Be in a vat full of centipedes. Oh man. Let's move on to the next person.
Yeah,
but like I just don't think they were creative with the fears. I felt like the fear was the same every time. It was like, jump in the water and swim to the cage and grab the flag within the certain amount of time or lose.
Like, or you lose. Well, how about I don't do that and I win because I'm not dumb.
Or every single time there was the really disgusting eating challenge.
Mm. What does they have to, what do they make
grosser,
me eat?
Grosser.
Like poop. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't think we want to know or remember.
One time, my friend, when I was like a little kid, I poured that high C, the blue high C on my friend's sandwich because he said it was gross. He didn't want to eat it. So I was like, oh, let's put it on the sandwich. And then there was a lady looming behind me, and she goes, "Now eat it." She was like one of the,
lunch monitors.
The lunch monitors. And I was like, "I don't." He didn't want it, so I just like eat it. And I was like, oh no, but he didn't. And then she like leaned in and whispered, "Like eat it." And so she sat there while I ate like a bologna turkey, old cheese seaweed sandwich covered in high C, while like tears streaming down my face.
I feel like everyone has done something like that as a kid. Like, you just put a whole bunch of junk, mix it together, and you're like, I dare you to eat it. Eat it, man.
She made me eat the whole thing while the entire table watched in, like, horror. Dude, that's when you take one bite and you're like, oh, it's gross. Like, I'd eat the whole thing. The bologna was, like, to this day, I can't eat bologna. I can't.
That's some grade A childhood trauma there, Julie.
Could you imagine that?
Bullied by like a 93-year-old lunch monitor.
That's Fear Factor. That's like, Julia, would you rather eat hissing cockroaches or bologna? She's like, bring the hissing cockroaches.
Bring the cockroaches.
Yeah.
Actually, we were talking about art. Like, my fear factor, well, yes, closing walls and being buried alive. I mean, the classic stuff, obviously.
Right, obviously.
But also, you know, like, life choices turning out to be like life mistakes for, like 30 years down the line.
Yeah,
I've
never
dedicated
really put in the psychological fears on the show. Like,
oh, by the way, you're laid off and the bank is going to foreclose on your house. And oh, yeah, you know that thing that you did, that you accomplished after 30 years? Yeah, it was dumb. It was dumb, and the world thinks you're dumb.
And then the camera pans onto you, being like, now let's see how she reacts.
You can get mental breakdown, you're out.
Yeah. Ooh, is that foam? Is she foaming? Her eyeballs are bleeding.
Well, the next song should be a little pick-me-up for you, Julia. It's the main title from Banjo-Kazooie, which, is it your favorite game?
Oh.
Or at least top five?
Absolutely. Yeah, I love that game.
Let's get into that.
Uh-huh. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Arcade Radio Show. So the last three songs that we played for you were the main title from Banjo-Kazooie, followed by the ending theme for Adventure Time, titled Island Song, and after that was from J.G. Thirlwell, No Vacancy, which is better known as the main theme song for Venture Brothers. And I just feel like I need to say that Venture Brothers is my favorite show of all time. Always and forever.
She's looking off disturbingly into the distance.
Actually,
just try and remember, a beard is no substitute for a jawline.
It's number 21 or 24. He's my favorite.
He's the best. 24.
24.
But he's gone now.
I know. He's dead.
Right now, they
what if you just spoiled it for someone out there? Like, spoiler alerts, please? Can we, like, you know?
I don't care!
That's right.
In the spirit of 24.
Yeah, so right now they're airing season 6 on Adult Swim, Sunday nights at midnight, and I was really sad because they didn't show one on Easter weekend, but I just remember seeing the trailer, the announcement for season 6, and I was crying on the couch, like, while watching it.
What? Really?
I've never had that, like, reaction to anything in my life, but
it's like a religious experience.
It is. It's very important to me.
I really like how they have, it's a combination between like parodies from old musicians from like the 60s and 70s and all those old like Hanna-Barbera cartoons. I like, and then Dr. Girlfriend, mm-hmm. right? She's like, who is Jacqueline Onassis? Right? Like, because she looks like Kennedy's wife. Oh, I love that.
It's great.
She's got a super
solid jokes.
Voice.
Solid. Yeah. Come fast.
Yeah. It's fast popping. Got to keep up.
So the next song that we have for you is called Pumpkin Hill from Sonic Adventure 2. And I've discussed this, I believe, with Nelson and Ty quite a few times, but there are three necessities if you're having a song sung by Knuckles. Number one, he has to say, it's Knuckles here. Number two, you got to say where the level is. And number three, you got to talk about the Chaos Emerald.
No, the Master Emerald.
The Master Emerald. My mistake.
He's protecting the Master Emerald. Like, you got to talk about it.
Oh, Knuckle the Red One?
Yeah.
You'll know about him once he raps about himself.
Got to go fast. He raps in this?
Yeah. So yes. Those are the three requirements in a Knuckles song.
Gotta say, this is Knuckles. Like,
it's kind of
where the level's at.
Yep.
It's like listening to Pitbull. You know, you gotta say
305.
You gotta say Dale, 305, and Mr. Worldwide.
Worldwide.
Play it, Dale.
You know me, the fighting freak Knuckles, and we're at Pumpkin Hill. You ready? I ain't gonna let it get to me. I'm just gonna creep. Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I can sense it in my feet. The Great Emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I'm gonna hold my head, cause I have no fear. This probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. Our ghost try to approach me and got leery. Ask him a question and he vanished in a second. I'm walking through valleys, crying pumpkin in the alley. Didn't seem happy, but they sure tried to get me. Had to back him up with a fist metal crackle. I'm hearing someone saying, you a chicken, don't be scared. It had to be the wind, cause nobody wasn't there. I searched as I climbed up the wall. And then I started to fly, I went in deep. Let it get to me, I'm just gonna creep. Down Pumpkin Hill, I got to find my lost piece. I know that it's here, I sense it in my feet. The Great Emerald's power allows me to feel. I can't see a thing, but it's around somewhere. I gotta hold my head, I have no fear. It probably seems crazy, crazy, a graveyard theory. A ghost trying to approach me, he got leery.
Better, and every part of me is saying go get her. The two of us ain't gonna follow your rules. Come at me without any of your fancy tools. Let's go, just me and you. Let's go, just one on two. Go ahead and try and hit me if you're able. Can't you see that my relationship is stable? I can see you hate the way we intermingle, but I think you're just mad cause you're single. And you're not gonna stop what we made together. We are gonna stay like this forever. If you break us apart, we'll just come make you up. And we'll always be twice the gem that you are. I am a oh, 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 oh,
if you think you can stop me, then you need to think again. Because I am a feeling, and I will never end. And I won't let you hurt my planet, and I won't let you hurt my friends. Go ahead and try and hit me if you're able. Can't you see that my relationship is stable? I know you think I'm not something you're afraid of, cause you think that you see what I'm made of. But I am even more than the two of them. Everything they care about is what I am. I am their fury, I am their patience, I am a conversation. I am a
Stronger Than You from Steven Universe. Probably the first real song in that show where people kind of lost their minds over.
Yeah, first in the first Garnet featured.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep.
Who's voiced by Estelle.
Estelle! Hey, if Miles Davis is the birth of cool, then Estelle is like the teenagehood of cool. Maybe, I don't know, early 20s?
Yeah, that makes sense. Definitely. So the next song we have for you is from a little game called Sports Ball. So it's
the best game in the universe.
It's terrible.
It's simply a soccer game.
No.
Well, kind of sort.
It's sports ball.
You know what, Julia?
Fine. Go. No. Go ahead.
It's okay, I guess it'd be better described as ping pong, to be honest, if you think about it. But you're supposedly playing this weird sport on top of any type of bird you pick. And these birds flap around and they hit these tiny little ping pong balls into the nets. And just imagine a bird flying on screen like Pong, except 10 times faster, and you can tackle each other and kill each other.
Zero control.
Yeah, every time I
play, there's a lot of ping pong balls all over the screen. And she says that, but she's won like every single game, and she has no idea.
She picks like the pterodactyl. Like,
there's the, right. No. What are some of the birds who? And the birds have little jockeys on them, and it's by team. So there's like red team and I think green like gangrenes or something.
The cockatoos.
Yeah, yeah. Gang of green. And so it's all like these green birds. There's like a cockatoo, a parrot, maybe. And then, screech owl.
what was your? Who's the green team?
I think the
gang of green.
I think we switched around a lot. But
yeah.
Oh, I was all pink pros. I was all about the
flamingos.
The flamingo was chickadees. My guy.
Chickadee. Hummingbird. Hummingbird is impossible to control. It is like so fast. It almost feels like you're driving in a cement truck that's like going backwards on a highway with the cement spinner.
It's funny because it's a indie game that it's actually pretty interesting and cool. I highly suggest people like
play it's a really like nice quick party game if you have people over and you just want to like have something to play and have fun. It's you just kind of pick up the controller and go.
Yeah.
So just to give you the idea of the energy from that game, here's the main title from it.
Screech Owl.
Oh,
this has been the Arcade Radio Show on 91.5 WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. With April Fool's tomorrow, we couldn't resist playing a little bit of Rick Astley with Never Gonna Give You Up. Interesting fact, in 2008, YouTube's front page actually turned all the video links into a ritual.